Women's sports are being robbed. Female track athletes sue Connecticut over transgender policy. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 2, 2022. Four former Connecticut high school female athletes are suing the state for its policy allowing transgender students to participate in women's sports. Selena Sole, one of four track athletes at the center of the lawsuit, told Fox News that Connecticut's transgender athlete policy is unfair and disadvantages female athletes. Connecticut's Department of Education has protected transgender students from discrimination since 2017, arguing that they are protected under Title IX, a law prohibiting schools that receive federal funding from discriminating based on sex. Sole also discussed the negative consequences of allowing boys to play girls' sports. I lost out on qualifying spots for the meets, better placement, and possibly even scholarship opportunities, Sole told Fox News. It was a very frustrating and heartbreaking thing to have to go through, she added. The lawsuit against Connecticut was initially thrown out last year by U.S. District Court Judge Robert Chattigny, who ruled the case was moot because the two transgender athletes who set records in women's sports had already graduated high school. However, the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, represents the four former Connecticut track athletes in an appeal. The case is now being heard before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, where Chief Judge Deborah Ann Livingston heard arguments from both sides on Thursday. ADF lawyers argued Connecticut's policy violates Title IX and also sought to set aside two transgender athletes' championship records in track and field, the Connecticut Insider reported. The plaintiff's lawyers argued that Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference rules require a retroactive correction of records if a record is found to have been achieved in violation of the check rules. These records we contend were achieved not in violation of the rule but in violation of the law, which is an even worse violation, ADF attorney Roger Brooks said. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.